So, what is God wanting to do with you? He wants to put inside of you what? Life that is light. He wants to make you an answer to your own generation. He wants to raise among us those that Adam could not produce. You know, when God made Adam, he said, let's make him in our own image. Let him be fruitful and multiply. Let him subdue the earth. And to subdue the earth for Adam was nothing but to carry the life that is light, shining, and darkness cannot comprehend it. Unfortunately, disobedience brought that life to terminate. The man who is supposed to exercise dominion, he became like football, being kicked up and down. But thank God for Jesus. Did you thank God for Jesus? The man of Calvary, who came, he lived in complete obedience throughout. He carried a life that is light. Oh, I remember one day he said, the prince of this world comes. But what? Eh? He has found nothing. 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 Whenever he went somewhere, demons, they knew him for who he is. Once they see him coming, they'll start screaming. Have you come here also? You want to disturb us? Our time is not yet. They keep quiet. Get out. Sometime they will pretend as if they are members of the entourage. Like the girl with the spirit of divination, you remember? He started going everywhere and said, these are the men of God who came to show us the way of life. Ah! Brother Paul said, no. This is a strange one. He looked at that and said, ah! You the spirit of deception, get out. Immediately the girl was delivered. What is God looking for in this meeting? What's God looking for in this meeting? Life that is light. To settle the problem of darkness in our generation. God is speaking particularly to you and to me tonight. Because I sense that we have reached a corner in the move of God. When God intends to address this present darkness. And for this present darkness to be handled and handled effectively. It is not about shouting and, you know, running up and down. God is saying, I need life that can carry the light. As I will be praying tonight with you. I'm just trusting God that when it is time for God to release us, I was asking God this afternoon, I say, God, where will this meeting end? What do you want to achieve with this kind of meeting? What do you want to do with these brothers and sisters that you are bringing from here and there? God, is this meeting going to be purposeful? Am I going to see result out of this meeting? And there is a quiet word from God saying yes. Actually, if this meeting progresses as God ordains it, by Saturday, He will be shooting you forth. You will go and take your place. and you will establish a dominion where darkness can no longer operate. You go to your families where there has been fear of death. They have been running helter-skelter. Some have paid so many prophetesses and prophets, and yet their problem has not been solved. Some are now walking barefootedly everywhere. Some no longer sleep at home. Oh, 2 days ago, just 2 days or 3 days ago, just last weekend. Look at this man. Highly educated. A good professional. For some years, he couldn't go to his house. He could not eat from his wife. His own children, the children that he delivered, he can't talk to them. Because prophets told him that his wife has connived together with his children to kill him. So that's why he's not going home again. If he gets to the house and the wife wanted to greet him, the blood of Jesus. When the children want to greet him, no. Shh. So he came. I asked him. I said, if your wife and the children you delivered, if they want you dead, why do you want to live? Why do you want to live? For what do you want to live? If you make money now, for whom are you making it? Then he sat up again. He said, sir, I never thought like that. I said, yes. I said, do you know that as you are sitting here, you have already collapsed inside? Because fear of death, which is the only thing the devil uses to keep the whole world in bondage, has gripped you. What does Jesus say about this? What does Jesus say about this? What does, as we were reading the Bible, as we are bringing the word of God, I saw him. Something was happening to him. As if darkness were beginning to say, I knew that I must continue to cause the word of God, which is the light, to penetrate. By the time he was going, he was thinking that he needed to get a place in Bethany Resort so that he can stay there for days. We didn't need more than an hour. He got up. He said, so I can go home now. I said, yes. I can go and eat. I said, go and eat. Carry your children. They are your children. If you die, they are the ones to bury you. Isn't it good to die in the hand of your children? How many of you are willing to die on the road? Where would you like to die as an elderly person? You would like to die in the hand of your children. You would like to call your seniors and say, come this way. Hold my head like this. And then you call your junior son, say, you, hold my leg like this. And then you do like this. And then you give up the ghost. That's how elders love to die. They love to die in the hand of their children. Friends, God is going to send you forth from here as the life that carries light, that will stop this engulfing darkness in your generation in the name of Jesus. The plan of God, very clear to me, is that yes, darkness is the offices, darkness is in the companies, darkness everywhere. To the extent that some of you thought that Christianity is inside church. So you quickly find church building as a place to escape to and come and say, oh Lord my God, God said, go away from here. Go away from here. Go to where we needed you most. Where do we need you most? Go and shine. Go and shine. Go and shine. Where does the light shine, please? And the light shineth in darkness. Not in the light. Go, 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 go back there. That's where they will bring glory. I'm expecting that praise worship will begin to break forth in the offices, in the laboratories. Eh? Who say, God, since you came, those demons that used to trouble us from our sleep, have been sleeping well. I say, yes, yes, because he is here. That's the plan of God. But for you tonight, that's where I want you to end with me. For you tonight, 2 Corinthians chapter 4. When we read it in the morning, we were dealing with the peripheral aspects. We're dealing with all the things that you need to first understand. But now we have come to a point where we need to deal with the real matter. And I'm just going to read it with you in few minutes. And we will call on God together on that. Are you there? 2 Corinthians chapter 4. If you're there, we are reading verse 6. You see, in verse 4, verse 5 that I spent much time to deal with, I was dealing with the fact that the only thing that offends Satan is the light, and he does not want it to shine. But now I want you to go to verse 6. Are you in verse 6? I want all of you to open your Bible to verse 6. This is very important tonight. Important in the sense that from verse 6 and 7, after this night, after this moment of prayer, we are going to be trusting God for you. I'm going to be believing God that you will be the carrier of what can deal with darkness everywhere you go from here. In the name of Jesus Christ. Never will you run from demons again. Are you hearing me? Do you know what the Bible says? It says, stand up against the devil and he will do what? Eh? That's the Bible. That's the Bible. Resist the devil and he will flee. If we don't have capacity to cause him to run, will the Bible say that? You are not hearing me. Would the Bible say, stand up against the devil and he will flee? In fact, I think whether it's the New Living, the Old Living Bible, or the Good News, it says, stand up against the devil and he will turn and run. I have been trusting God that I will have brothers and sisters, disciples, who don't fear devil. Eh? Who don't spend night vigil fighting a demon. Eh? Who will just stand up against the devil and say, devil, I'm standing here now. Or you take your chance, move. And they'll say, oh, I didn't know you have come. And what will he do? He will turn and run. He will run. And you will do what God wants you to do. And the devil will stand somewhere and be just looking at you. He may be doing his things like this. I don't care. Maybe the devil is abusing me. I don't care. Eh? Do you expect him to be greeting me? Talk now. You expect that he, in their council of demons, will I not be their number one agenda? Eh? And what will they be discussing? I don't mind him. What is it? That's not a problem. Is that a problem to you? They can abuse me, no problem. Whenever they say, he's coming again. Sometimes when you are coming for some of my meetings, are you going again? You better sit down. If there's nothing there, why do they do all of that? So sometimes when I see the, I laugh. I say, yes. You can do nothing. If you turn your head to your buttocks, eh, and you decide to be walking on your head, you do nothing. And he knows. It pains him. All these meetings, he doesn't like it. Do you think he likes this kind of meeting? Doesn't like it. But there's nothing he can do. He can't stop this. Tell the devil, say, you can't stop this. And it's not because we are shouting. No, no, no. You can't stop it. Just tell him. Just tell him. Say, you can't stop this. Did you notice that since you have come here, did you give the devil any attention in this meeting? Eh? As somebody stood up and said, oh, brethren, let us take cover. Let us take cover. Ba-ya, ba, 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 ba. Has anybody done that here? Eh? It's because we can't give the devil prominence. We don't advertise the devil. We preach Jesus and him crucified. Have you been enjoying your meeting here? Eh? As one demon been holding somebody's neck and saying, I will not let you go. Have you seen that here? No. Is it that demons are not in the world? You think they are not in Port Harcourt? What is the plan of God for you? He said, for God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, he has done something. What has he done now? He has shined. Where? In our hearts. To give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure. But we have what? This treasure in an earthen vessel. There's something here that is the treasure. That God who spoke and said, let there be light, and darkness, chaos, they heard and they took their flight. Can I tell you where is he operating now? Where is he operating now? It's shining here. Here. So instead of shouting and saying, let there be light, you know what he's saying? Ragbile, go there. Ragbile, go there. Deborah, go there. Chinwe, go there. We have this treasure. Where? In an earthen vessel. Shining in our hearts. Shining in our hearts. When he said, let there be light, he called life that is light. And the light shines and darkness could not hide. I mean, comprehend it. But now what is he doing now? That same light. Where is it located now? Here. Here. And it's shining. Brother, and it's shining. On the outside, brother, stand up. On the outside, it looks ordinary. Excuse me, people, those who used to oppress you before, they don't know that something is here now. When you want to sleep tonight, don't worry and say, oh demon, oh demon, oh demon, oh demon. No, 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 go and sleep. What did I say you should do? Just sleep. Just sleep. If you can't do without talking to demons, because some of you are very used to talking to demons every time. Before you called Jesus once, you have called demons how many times? Five times. Five times. You're already used to demons. If you cannot stop talking to demons, can I tell you what to tell them tonight? And say, oh demon, where I am going to sleep now, you cannot come. Because greater is he that is in me, not he that is in heaven. Where is he shining now? In me, in me, in me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And sleep. And if you should dream any dream, because you are used unto dreaming. You are used to dreaming. When you wake up from your dream, are you hearing me? When you wake up from your dream, call the devil. Say, why did you come when I'm sleeping? If you are who you are, come. Now I'm awake. You will discover that it is what? It's a dream. What did I say it is? It's a dream. Some of you, instead of living your normal life, you are living a dream. If I dreamt in my dream that I died and I woke up and I took my bath, what is that? It's a dream. It has never happened. It's not true. It's a dream. And if you really care, tell the devil, say, I dreamt that you killed me in my dream. So why don't you come to kill me now that I'm alive? Then you will see the devil say, I thought that we can create a dream so that he can be afraid, so that we can grab him. So even dream don't affect him again. Yes. Are we together? God, who commanded light to shine out of darkness, has shined. Where? To give the light of the glory of the gospel of our Lord Jesus in the face of Jesus. And we have this treasure. Where, sir? In this earthen vessel. We will take it on from there as God brings us back here tomorrow. But for tonight, is there a place to anchor this meeting? Yes. Is there something to do already tonight? Just one thing. Whereas yesterday in the morning, yesterday in the night, and this morning, we were dealing with the manifestation of darkness and all of this, which I praise God that God came and broke. But tonight, I need people who are walking out of every fear, every oppression, every confusion, and they want to step by faith and say, yes, Lord, I believe. Let me tell you this. By grace, by faith, are we saved through grace. He said, stop saying, who will go to heaven to bring him down? Or who will go down to bring him up? He said, concerning the righteousness we preach. This is how it is, that the word is in your mouth. That if you believe in your heart and you confess by your mouth that Jesus was raised from the dead, you shall be what? Saved. I am talking about faith. For a new walk with God. I can see many of you, you have cried, oh God. That's okay. I thank you for crying. But weeping never saves. Your tears are good, but tears don't have capacity for cleansing. All those who have been delivered, and this is a victory that overcomes the world. Even what? Our faith. You are not going out of this meeting tonight saying, well, I don't know. No. God, who commanded light to shine, has shined in our hearts. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? Do you want to take a step and say, yes, Lord, I believe. Yes, Lord, I'm looking away from everything that has happened in time past. I'm stepping into this way of life. I'm stepping onto this experience of Jesus Christ by faith. I say, he has shined in our heart. How does he shine in our heart? Brother Paul said, I pray that Christ may dwell in your heart. How? By faith. I want to pray tonight that something will take place. Faith that believed God. Faith that set men free from every bondage. Faith, not struggling. Faith, not tears. Faith in the resurrected Lord, not human effort. Faith in the finished work of Calvary. Those who looked, they lived. Those who cried, they died. Do you remember? When the snake was biting them, who are those people who lived? Those who looked upon the serpent on the tree. Who is it that perished? Those who did not look. They were sincere, but they still died. Some say, you know, hey, no, that's my problem. That's my problem. Yes, they saw problem. They didn't see the man of Calvary. What still happened to them? They died. Will you be delivered tonight? Yes. Just by what? By the look of faith. Some of you say, but I have gone from meeting to meeting. I have tried. Reverend so-and-so prayed for me. Bishop this anointed my head. Apostle that, you know, breathed into my nostril. It doesn't take all of that. It only takes one thing. The look of faith. Say, look unto me, all ye the ends of the earth, and you shall be saved. Is there anybody tonight who wants to look? Who will look away from all the years of struggle? Who will look away from everything they said the devil have said concerning you? Who will look away from all your failures? Looking at your failure will not save you. It took me a long time to know that weeping cannot save me. It took me a long time. I thought that God was specialized in seeing your tears. And as your tears are dropping, say, okay. Okay. Can you cry a little more? It has to fill this cup, this container. Then I will know you are serious. So when some of you are looking to be saved, you see how to tear your body as if that's what God is looking for. No. He's looking for the look. The look to the crucified. Is anybody wants to look tonight? Eh? Is anybody wants to look away from everything else and say, Lord, tonight, I'm looking to you. Who now, because of the finished work at Calvary, you are deciding to do what? To shine in my heart. And as you look, you will live. Simple and yet effective. Some people thought that they have looked. No, but they have not looked. They have only looked at their credentials. Some said, and you know, there are so many new prayers. Some say, oh God, I have paid my tithe. I have never stopped paying all my dues. I even paid a pastor. I even brought seed faith. And everything they say I should do, I have done. Lord in heaven, I don't know why you will not act. Do something. You told me to do this and I've done it. Do your own. The Bible said, who has ever given to God that God may repay him? So many wrong doctrines that has entered our midst. But tonight I say to you, this is the victory that overcomes the world. Even what? Our faith. Is somebody wanting to look tonight? Looking to the man of Calvary and all the tyranny of sin and of hell is going to finish tonight. The devil is saying, no, I don't want you to look. I don't want you to look. So his greatest matter is to do what? Is to blind the eyes of your understanding, to blind the eyes of your mind that you may not see. Tonight, will you look tonight? Will you look away from everybody? Look away from your environment. Can you look away from all the story they told you in your family? Can we look tonight? Can this night be a beginning of your walking out of that bondage? I'm a Jesus, the man who went to Calvary just for me and for you. As you see him tonight, may your chains fall off. May your load fall off. May every signature and handwriting, ordinances that were written against you, may they become blotted out by the cross. In the name of Jesus Christ. I'm ready now for those who will look. It's possible, friends, that yes, while you were struggling, the devil battered you. You fell into sin all the time. That you fell into sin is not the matter tonight. What will be the matter is if you did not look. That you have been a failure is not the problem tonight. All of this happened while you did not see the man of Calvary. But look, look and live. Brother, look and live. All those who looked, they have been set free. Somebody is a drunkard here. Every effort to stop drinking, you have not been able to. You are so ashamed that now you drink only at 10 midnight, 10 p.m. You are so drunk that many things, you have lost many things. And you have gone here and there, but tonight, what it takes for that drunkenness to drop in your life is just one thing. What is that? Just a look. Just a look of faith. I'm going to ask you tonight, those who want to look. Those who want to stop running around, just to look. Some say, but this addiction is too much. It will not take more than a look. Just a look. And even if you were the thief, by the other side of Jesus, caught her to death. Caught her to death. When he managed to look, he couldn't even look direct. He only did like this. And he said, Lord, remember me when you get to your paradise. He said, yes, today, you'll be with me. I said, but this man didn't even have time to pray. He didn't have time to repent. He didn't have time to restitute. You only have time to do what? To look. Do you know that he arrived paradise before any one of us? Is there anybody tonight who wants to look? Who wants to go away from this minute and say, now I look away from myself, from my failure, from my problems. I look to him. And one of you is saying, but how can that solve my problem? I thought Brother Gbile will call me up. Then he will breathe and put his hand on me like Naaman. You remember Naaman? Naaman said, I thought he would call me out. I thought the man of God would come. I thought he would call on the name of his God. I thought he would put his hand on the leper. I thought. Why did he tell me just to go and wash? The other man was waiting there. I said, I'm waiting for an angel to come and turn the water, to come and trouble the water. He had waited for 38 years. But the greater than angel was here. And he stood by him and said, do you want to be made whole? He said, I have nobody. If you want to help me, wait. We don't know whether the angel will come this month or next month. But I'm waiting. When he comes, if you are around, what do you do? Just carry me quickly. Carry me quickly before all these people. Carry me. Just throw me there. Then it will be all right. He has this idea of how to be saved. Not knowing that the great man who made the angel, who made the sea and the river, is standing here. And all he said to him, do you want to be made whole? And the young man said, but I have no money. He said, but I'm the man you needed. And there and then he said, take your bed, go home. And before anybody could know it, he has already become whole. All others are saying, has the angel come? Has the angel come? Who told you to carry your bag? What is happening is there? He who told me to carry my bag and my bed. He told me to go. and I'm going. And there and then, do you know what he did? He said bye-bye to all his classmates. He said bye-bye to all his customers. All those that they were always pushing together, pushing together, pushing together. He said bye-bye. He has come for me. He will come for you tonight. As simple as that. Some of you thought that this lack of pregnancy that has worried you for 10 years, and there is one among us, this is your 10th year of marriage. Is this March? Is this March? Yes, this month was 10 years. But what does it take for God to turn your stomach around? Just a look. Somebody is going to look tonight. And they will say, what did the man of God do to you? Did he pray for you? Did he prophesy? Did he pray into water? Did he do those things that they said we should do? And you will tell your husband, no, I only looked. I saw the man of Calvary. I saw my problem rolled away. Oh, I saw him. I saw him. I saw him. And it's finished. And when we have another opportunity to meet you, I don't know whether in another Esat or in Goko or anywhere, you will be coming around with your baby. You say, brother, I looked that night. I just looked. And it's finished. I think it's okay. It's okay so that you can look. Is it all right? Is it all right? Is it all right? Is somebody in this meeting tonight who want to look? We say, Lord, I look away from everything else. I look to you. He that said, let there be light, has shined in our hearts. When he said, let there be light, darkness, chaos, they took their flight. But today, it's not just shouting in the heavens, it's shining here. And as it's shining here, it's giving the same light in the face of Jesus Christ. We carry a treasure here. Oh, thank you. Can I ask you to stand up with me in prayer? And I will give space to those who want to look. I don't know what you are going to be doing tonight, but there will be space for you to look. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Stand where you are. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Lord, thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the victory that is in your name. Thank you for the victory that is in your life. Thank you that in him was life. And that life was the light of man. And the light shineth and darkness cannot comprehend it. Thank you tonight, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the miracle. The miracle of darkness that could not comprehend the shining light. But much more tonight, thank you for going to Calvary, where you broke it all, where you made it possible for this light to shine but in our heart. Thank you for paying the price. Thank you. Thank you for blotting out all the ordinances and handwriting that stood against any man here tonight. Thank you for taking it out of the way. Thank you for nailing it to the cross. Thank you for disarming principalities and powers. Thank you for making a public display of them. Thank you. Thank you for leading us as captives in your triumphant procession. Thank you, Lord, that people like me, we have come to know your victory. We have walked in your victory. We have experienced your victory. Lord, thank you tonight. Father, thank you for being in this place. Thank you for these thousands of men and women. Thank you for a vision for each one of them. That these ones, in them, light will shine. Light is shining. And darkness cannot comprehend it anymore. Blessed be your name tonight. Thank you for taking away the darkness of hatred and bitterness. Thank you for taking away the darkness of fear and timidity. Thank you for these lives that are lifting their eyes. They say, now tonight, I stop struggling. I lift up my eyes to the man of Calvary. I look away from my self-effort. I look away from my ability. I look away from all that they said I must do. I look to what you have done. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Jesus, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Blessed be your name this night. Blessed be your name tonight. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen.